The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
The Meat Improv.
Welcome to Best of 2019 Slabtacular Meat Extravaganza.
We're adding stuff.
This is part two of our Best of scenes from the last year, with some input from some of you on the Discord channel.
And also Jake and I selfishly picking the ones we like.
Yeah, mostly Josh being a pervert. mostly me eating a bunch of food.
But yeah, let's just quickly just say thanks to everyone who listened. Thanks to everyone who chimed in. We have a blast doing the show. We do it for the fun of it and for the, yeah.
Yeah, it's been really great this year, I think, to connect with our audience more through the Patreon and Twitter and Instagram. And so thanks for listening. Thanks for reaching out. Yeah, it's really great.
It's nice to know we're not doing this in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's get into some of our favorite scenes from the year.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
All right. Episode 155 with two meat favorites, Lydia Hensler and Catherine Mudon. Catherine told an incredible story about getting to meet AOC. So leave it to the meat to turn it into a scene about Tronny the volunteer.
Tronny. Jesus. Hey, so I wanted to volunteer to help out, you know, raising some money for Planned Parenthood. I'm not really comfortable going on the street and talking to people.
Okay.
I've been told I'm terrible on the telephone.
Who told you that?
Everyone I...
Anyone you call?
Anyone I call.
Family?
Family, they don't like it.
Oh, no.
No, they're just... We text and then meet face to face because I get flustered. I can't complete a simple pizza order.
Right. Right.
I know I just said I text my family. But
would you be comfortable texting?
No, I'm not good at, I'm not good at that too.
Okay.
I only text coordinates of where to meet me and what time.
First of all, thank you for coming.
Yes.
Thank you for, that's the first step is, you know.
Just being here.
Yes. Taking ownership over the current climate. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for also putting up with me being in this refrigerator box as we talk face to face.
That's fine. Now, within the confines of the box, what I have here is a bunch of envelopes and a bunch of mailers.
Okay.
So you know what? You can just put your introverted little self in a corner and you can just lick these and we'll mail them out. We'll mail out the
mail. That's going to be a problem.
Is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I can't do mail. I have a dry tongue. It's like a cat's tongue.
Okay. Sure.
A doctor told me it was drier than a cat's tongue.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The roof of my mouth is all scratched up.
Uh-huh.
From the tongue.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know what?
That's like sandpaper.
That, you
constantly.
Know. Oh, that's horrible.
If I do a cluck sound.
Yeah.
It's like death inside my mouth. I'm sorry. I don't need to give you all these details.
No, don't you worry. Again, I am so grateful that you're here.
Yeah, me too.
Really, that's really what matters. So how about this? What we have here is a big Excel doc. And so what we do is we have a data registration for feedback that we get from people that we've reached out to.
Okay.
So I'm just going to give you this Excel doc and you just fill it. Here's this sheet. And you just update that. The data registry.
Okay.
I can't work with grids. I have a very rare condition called magic eyes.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the magic eye?
Of course, where the dolphins appear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I come across anything plaid or any sort of scenario where there's crisscrosses.
Right.
I see my own magic eyes. I'll see an image. Like right now, I'm looking at this document. Yeah. I see a turtle kissing a duck.
So that's distracting.
His cheeks blush.
I'm sorry. This is a little hot and heavy.
No.
The most disturbing part is that it's my brain doing that.
Right. You know what? Whatever you see in that grid, you're at Planned Parenthood. We don't want you to feel shame.
Okay.
You know, we don't want you to assign any shame to what your personal experience might be.
It's a tongue kiss.
Is it the duck's tongue or the turtle's tongue?
The duck, troublingly enough, I've imagined a turtle and a duck tongue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sorry. No. I want to help.
No, and we are so glad. We're actually really, really light today with the rain. You know, people say they're going to show up and they don't with the rain. Actually, you know what would be a huge help? Okay. Is every staffer has a little cubby. We keep a little cubby right here. And it's for their notebooks, you know, phone chargers, that sort of thing. And it's been such a hectic week. It's just sort of a mess over in that corner. So if you wanted to tidy up, then the staffers on Monday would just have a really organized workspace. That would be awesome.
Tidy up the cubby?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be a problem. That I feel like I can do.
Great. Great.
Just see the refrigerator box. Bump up against the cubbies.
Sam, sorry I'm late.
Yeah.
There was a little miscommunication with my partner, and uh-huh. I've got the duck and the turtle today. So. I'm happy to go out and canvas. I just need somebody to watch this, my duck and turtle.
Oh, great. We actually have the, remind me your name, sweetheart.
What?
Sorry, I should.
Trony.
What in the?
Trony is actually, do you see that box bumping up against the cubbies?
Oh, yeah.
Trony, I think, could watch the duck and the turtle.
I don't know if we should, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Lift up the bottom of the box and slide these pets underneath.
Uh-oh.
You feel them in there, Trony? Can you feel them?
Yeah.
Squirting around?
Uh-huh.
Good.
Oh,
good.
Good Lord.
Hi. Excuse me. Hi. I'm parked out there. I don't know if you can see the U-Haul that's parked out there. Yeah. I'm actually moving down the street. I had a refrigerator. I was moving in. My box is missing. I don't know. Somebody said they saw my refrigerator box walk in here.
Oh my goodness.
I'm very confused about that. Wait. Oh, there. I see it. What is going on?
Well, that's one of our Planned Parenthood
What
volunteers.
Isn't going on?
Trony.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Trony, this is, sorry. Lisa. Was it Lisa?
You're Lisa?
No, I'm Sam.
Oh. I sorry, look like I'm a Lisa. So sorry. I get that all the time. It's actually Trony. Trony.
Trony, did you take Trony's? Where did you get that box?
Huh?
Where did you get the box?
I found it fair and square.
Trony.
Look me in the eye. Hi, I'm Trony.
I can't.
Nice to meet you. Look me in the eye. I'm moving. I bought a brand new refrigerator.
I'm kind of looking through this hole, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, now my refrigerator box has a hole in it.
Okay, well, there's a lot more than that going on in this refrigerator box. I got a turtle and a duck, and things are getting hot and heavy in here.
It sounds sexual, but no.
It's not.
It is very sexual. Between the duck and the turtle.
I just want to get my...
Turtle and a duck in his box.
Excuse me? I knew some sick shit like this happened in Planned Parenthood. I knew it. I knew it. That's why I'm working to shut you guys down.
Trony, just give Trony the box, please. Just Trony. Get her out of here, please.
Give me that
please.
Box.
Okay.
Give me that box.
Comes up. There's another box.
My God, that's my oven. That is my oven's box. You took all of the boxes from my moving truck.
I'm shy.
He's very shy.
Oh, not so shy very that you, shy. You're all about killing unborn babies. That's something that seems like an extrovert would do, doesn't it?
Oh, I didn't even ask, Trony. Would you like to actually perform abortions?
That I can do. I'm very comfortable with that.
Here's a scene from episode
150
with Ben Simon and Justin Matson, part of our Meet Cute.
Yeah.
From last year. Those guys are a delight, mm-hmm. and they're in love.
That's right.
So here's a little snippet from that episode.
Just like we just saw, Isn't It Romantic, where she like hits her head on a thing. So she thinks she's in a weird romance world, but she just gets hit by a dumpster and the world remains the same. But she's not a catalyst for anything. She just gets hit by a dumpster and then she starts to fall in love.
That is a weird one. Isn't that Amy Schumer movie? Like she gets bonked on the head and thinks she's pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
Bonked on the head is a great inciting incident.
Sorry, I'm late on that script.
What's
going on? It took me a little while.
I got bonked by a dumpster, but I came to and I wrote the script. So it's all finished.
You got hit by a dumpster?
Yeah, I got bonked. I got hit by a dumpster.
How did that happen?
I was working on the script and then I realized I was out of cigarettes. So I went down the stairs, to go to the local, you know, convenience store.
Okay.
And a dumpster bonked me on the head when I stepped outside.
Was it rolling? Like it was rolling down the hill or did you walk into the dumpster? 'Cause you didn't know where you were going.
No, it was coming at me. I don't know if it was rolling. It felt like it was like hiding behind the building. And then
I don't know what you're saying. You think like it was a sentient dumpster?
I'm not saying. Hey, look,
but you're okay. I'm sorry. I keep grilling. It's just,
yeah, I'm
it's
okay.
A weird story.
I had 20 pages into the script and then I got bonked on the head by the dumpster. And then I finished the script. I don't think it had an influence on the script. But you might want to give it a double check because I got bonked pretty good. So, you know, it's classic wedding, romantic comedy, right? A couple falls in love.
Okay, great.
We've got our, the wedding planner. She's single, right? That she gets bonked on the head by a dumpster.
Wait.
And then that helps her fall in love.
No. You can stop right there. She gets bonked in a head by a dumpster? That's not part of what we talked about.
I know it's not what we originally talked about, but after I got bonked on the head by the dumpster, I thought, that's the catalyst. That's what we need. So that's what gets her huh?
No, Jeff, that's weird. It's a very simple story.
Yeah.
This woman is planning a wedding and she's falling in love with the man she's planning the wedding for. Why does she need to get hit by a fucking dumpster?
Jeez. Okay.
I'm sorry. I guess you're right.
Okay.
I was a little angry there.
You're right. So we'll take that out, right?
Okay.
And then she's falling in love and then they're planning the wedding and he doesn't know how he feels about his wife. And then he gets bonked on the head by a dumpster.
What? What are you thinking here? What is getting hit by a dumpster like being struck by Cupid's arrow, or how does it make people fall in love?
I mean, I think it could.
Okay, Jeff, you know what? I mean, the deadline for this is coming up pretty soon, but
you want me to
let's put this aside for now, and you have the rewrites for the action movie, right? Yeah. Because you're a well-rounded screenwriter.
Yeah.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is really excited to get back in the game.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah.
Give it a rewrite. I just want to hear about your tweaks.
Right.
So they're in the jungle, right?
They're in the jungle.
The jungle scene wasn't working.
Right. I couldn't figure out the jungle scene, right? Because it's like, how do I get Arnold to figure out where the gold statue is? You know, and he's being chased by the bad guys who are also going after the gold statue,
okay,
right?
Great. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, he'll find a map, right? And he finds that map. And when he gets there, the map leads him to the gold statue. And when he gets there, there's a dumpster. And he bonks.
We got to another meeting of like a week or so later. Well, you were like right to call me in on this, do a little script doctoring. A little rewrite.
Yeah, thank you. I mean,
like the whole premise, the wedding, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, it's a nice, normal movie. And then, I mean, this guy I was using is a nut. I need a sane screenwriter that's going to make a good movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some of that bonked on the head by the dumpster stuff was sort of out of left field.
Thank you. That's what I thought. I was starting to feel like I was a crazy person.
Yeah.
You could see that that doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll just start you right. So that's where I started. I took the bonked on the head by the dumpster stuff out. Oh, what I put in was McConaughey's, or the wedding planner character, sees a cat and steps on a rake. And then I think we're right into the story here, where the rest of it kind of makes a lot of sense.
What? He gets hit by a rake in the head?
No. Sees a cat, steps on the rake. The cat is out there. Actually, if I'm remembering correctly from what happened to me, the cat was maybe on a dumpster. The cat was on a rolling dumpster. The cat's on a rolling dumpster. Sorry if that's not clear in the stage direction.
No, it's not.
I'm usually
I don't want any dumpsters at all. I don't understand why.
You don't want any dumpsters. Where's the trash go?
I don't.
You can't
want
just take the
world,
trash from a trash can and set it on the street.
A world where there aren't any dumpsters. I just don't want a dumpster to play a big part in the movie.
Okay, fine. The cat could be riding just a regular recycling bin or something. And
why
I don't think that would read as real.
Riding anything?
Why would he step on the rake if he didn't see the cat?
This is set in the middle of New York City. Why is there a rake in the middle of?
Good question. I managed to step on one, bonked me in the head.
Does it play a bigger part in the movie? Do we find out why the rake is there?
I think that's kind of the MacGuffin of this film.
Listen, I don't.
It happens a couple more times. McConaughey steps on the rake. So does the officiant.
Look at this.
I also renamed it the wedding rake.
I can't make this movie.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't make a movie where on every page somebody steps on a fucking rake. This is a romantic comedy. Why does somebody have to be hit in the head to fall in love? People just fall in love.
Are you married?
No.
Well, I think the proof's in the pudding.
You're saying that if I gotten hit by a rake, I would be married?
Or a dumpster, or a falling piano, whatever it needs to be.
FedEx, I have a package. Whew, sorry, I'm a little dizzy.
What happened?
I saw a cat stepped on a rake, turned around, got bonked by a dumpster.
Oh, that last part's ridiculous.
I've never been to this floor before. You're so charming.
Are you falling in love with me? Because you got hit on the head by a rake?
Could have been a dumpster.
I don't think so.
This one made its way through word of mouth to a reality show I can't mention that some of the contestants found their way listening to this episode 183 Roinky Roink.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I just found out the other day with Allie Jennings, Aaron DeLorso, and Izzy Rowland. This is, well, about an HR lady who's got some photos to show the rest of the staff.
By the way, listen to this whole episode. Honestly, yeah. One of our best of the year, Roinky Roink.
Yeah. Everybody left with sweaty butts from laughing after this.
Attention, everyone in the office. Jan here from HR. Just a little concern. We've been noticing a lot of pictures of assholes in the company dumpster.
Why'd you say it like that?
Yeah.
What?
Because Jan's a fun sponge, that's why. Takes all the fun in a room and sponges it right out.
Okay, all right. I'm just trying to do my job. It is making some of the garbage men uncomfortable.
Jan, everybody knows that you're the only one that uses that dumpster.
Okay, Lisa?
Yeah, Jan, are they pictures of your own asshole?
Asshole.
Let me guess, Jan, you're going to make us sit through a presentation and show us all the pictures of the assholes from the garbage?
Well, funny that you say that. I do have a presentation planned. It is a
deadline,
58 slideshow.
Is there at least a title page and a closing page?
There's no title and closing.
Oh my god.
How do you make your butthole look 58?
It's not my butthole.
We are in the height of tax season. Okay, we need to be dialing those numbers. We got to get these things done. I do not want to sit through a picture of a presentation of 58 pictures of your asshole.
I wish I could talk to HR about this, but HR is the one who's giving the goddamn presentation. I know.
Listen, I know that in your world taxes are important, but I
should
am
be in your world too. Human tax company
resources, and there is nothing more important than humanity. So, if we could please get back to the slideshow,
get back.
Here we go.
Slide one.
Just start it now.
Oh my God, Jan.
I want you all to look at
Jan.
It.
I can see your eyes in that one.
These are not my assholes. They are what? Not my assholes. No, no. Let's see another one, shall
no.
we?
Jan.
Oh, your fucking corgis in that one, Jan.
What? So many
your corgis
dogs.
By your feet.
Oh. You have a hemorrhoid, Jan.
I what?
That's
no,
fine.
This is not my butthole.
Jan, what is the Jan, point of this slideshow?
What do you want from us? I'll do what you want.
Let's do
can
a
I get
quick couple in succession. 3, 4, 5.
Do not do that again.
That was like a flip action book. I could
6, 7
It's blinking.
All right.
It is like a flip book. What are you doing?
See this?
Yes, tell us what you
yeah,
want.
Please.
What's the point of this?
I have to go home to my family at the end of the day.
I stop crying.
Your driver's license is in that one.
These are not my buttholes.
Then who is
not my
I'm pretty
assholes.
Sure I saw your mom in the background of one, Jan.
Listen.
She came to our Christmas party last year. She's great.
All thank you. All I want is for you guys to stop throwing pictures of buttholes
in the
dumpster.
Why will this stop us from, if we were throwing away pictures of our buttholes in the dumpster?
9, 10, 11.
God.
Now, this is just a separate question that has nothing to do with the PowerPoint at all.
Oh,
on a scale of 1 to 10, how turned on are you guys?
None at all.
Fuck,
none.
Jan.
None at all, which should be
on
the right answer.
On a scale of 1 to 10, you have to say at least 1.
Negative 10.
Is that an iguana in that picture?
Yes.
We know you have a pet.
Are you at a Petco?
What?
Oh, yeah, here's a guy trying to help you with dog food to your car.
Why didn't you try to cut out the rest of the picture?
A one. Fine.
Thank you. Yes. So you are a little turned up. Good to know.
No, I think
for
one,
my files.
One would mean not
nothing.
At all.
One.
It's not a zero. It's not a zero.
Hey, Jan, I actually wanted to schedule a meeting with you today about something that happened last week.
Oh,
so
yes,
is
of course.
Is now a good time?
Now is a great time.
All right. You know, the milk is going way too fast in the refrigerator. People are using it far more than they should be.
Oh,
and
yes.
I want to address it, but I felt weird talking about it
no,
in front of everybody. But
no.
This is the only way we can get
I
a
agree.
Hold of you.
Thank you so much for addressing that. I've actually prepared a small presentation. If you all look in these folders,
no.
you will find some statistics.
Jan, we saw you chugging the milk out back.
Yeah.
Okay, we've...
Open the folder, Gina.
Is this your asshole after a dairy shit? What is this, Jan?
That's after I had a thick shit.
So it is you.
Now
what?
You admit
it. You.
You literally admit it.
That one's me, but those other ones, who knows? Who knows?
Is this your kink, Jan?
Hmm?
Is this your kink?
If it was my kink, on a scale of 1 to 10, how into that would you be?
I quit.
Okay, great. I'll just get you the quitting paperwork right here.
Thank you.
There's little buttholes next to everything you have to initial.
Episode 163, Vic Michaelis and Xander Frost coming right at you with the scene. Remember when Game of Thrones had a Starbucks coffee cup in it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, so do we. And here's a scene about branded Game of Thrones.
Ah, 2019. What a simple time.
Okay, so a couple notes on the episode.
Great.
So we're going to change this part in the script, where Daenerys, and her dragon, sort of, the battle's over. They're sort of regrouping and mourning the loss of, Jorah, I think.
Yeah. Sure.
We just wanted to so the dragon's going to look into the camera and go, "Oh yeah, give me a Pepsi." Amelia, if you don't mind, just I don't want you to play it big, but I do want you to sort of acknowledge that, yeah, it would be a good time for a Pepsi. Kit, if you, I kind of like the improv work you do on set. If you would rub your tummy and go like, what's the old I guess you could all say, "Oh yeah, it's time for a Pepsi," but the dragon's definitely gonna
David,
say
David, I'm so sorry. Listen, I so respect you as a director and your artistic choices. It feels like maybe the show's gone a little bit corporate for these last few episodes. Like progressively more so. And don't get me wrong, I respect you as an artist. I trust your judgment, but you know, it started with a little Starbucks cup. Then you had us eating Ritz crackers in the last episode.
And now, you know, I'm the knight of the Pepsi kingdom.
My dragon is a Hyundai Sonata.
Yeah. Guys, we got 4 more episodes to milk this cash cow for all it's worth. All right. So we're going to, we're going to be eating Ritz crackers. Yeah. You're driving a Hyundai Sonata through the sky.
Just a quick question. I haven't seen any of the scripts for the final episodes. So I was just wondering, character arc wise, where do I go from here? You know what I mean?
Where are you going? Well,
you said
you sure you want to know this kind of stuff?
I'm positive. I'm sorry. I'm upset.
Are you okay? No, it's okay. It's okay. You know, let's bring George R.R. in here.
Oh my God.
He's been a little hands off, but well, we discussed if we're going to go basically for spoilers for the whole season. I feel like George has got to be here to talk about it.
I was working on the book. I hope this is important.
You were? Oh my God.
I was just about to.
You always say that.
I had just got my writing set up. I had my music playing and a cup of coffee and I put fingers to keys, but I'm here now. So.
George, I'm so sorry to do this, but we've noticed recently there's been a lot of brand integration. It doesn't seem like we have a real plot or place that we're going, so we were just hoping to know the arc for our character, because there is an ending in place, right?
Of course there's an ending. Of course I have an ending. I have it figured out.
Great.
And what I'm trying to do is plant these... yes, you could call them corporate monikers, but what I'm trying to do is establish that by the time we finish telling the Game of Thrones saga, it will end in 2020.
What? Wow. Oh, boy, that's news to me.
Wait.
Yeah, you did. You wrote the last episode, there's a cameo by Lil Uzi Vert.
Yes. Lil Uzi Vert.
The mumble rapper, right?
Yes, yes. Mumble Walker.
Mumble Walker? They come back? I thought we took care of the Night Walker.
The Nightwalkers, yes. The Mumblewalkers.
Oh, no. Right.
Really?
Like Lil Xan and all those guys?
Yeah, Lil Xan.
I'll say this. If George R. R. Martin says it, then wow. Brilliant. That's brilliant. I think that makes a lot of sense for my character. I'm on board. If George R. R. Martin says it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to speak out of turn here. This is a show that I care very deeply about.
Mm-hmm. Us too.
Okay, sure. I've sunk most of my adult life into this, and I feel like
you and me both.
I feel like
constantly
we're not
riding.
I feel like we're not respecting it in the way that it deserves to be respected.
Amelia.
I feel like we're not going to get an ending that the fans are going to be satisfied with, especially that we're selling ourselves to anybody who will pay for us.
Amelia, if George R.R. Martin says it, then it's a good thing.
I don't think he's been writing.
I've been writing.
He's been writing.
What?
A bunch of pages flew out the window.
Amelia, is the problem that you think the dragons are more of a Coke? They're more into Coca-Cola?
Oh, no, that's David. Okay. That's not the problem. The problem is, I don't think that there is a last three episodes so far. I don't think anybody's done any writing. I think mostly we're just taking money from... I guess Pepsi Company?
Amelia?
The Pepsi Company?
Would it make you happier if they were RC Cola Dragon?
No! No! No!
Mr. Skipper?
No!
Mr. Skipper? Dragons?
What?
Mr. Skipper Dragons.
I don't know what that means.
Is that an Arizona-specific cola?
It's the Dr. Pepper of the RC Cola Corporation.
Listen, I feel like I'm the only person that cares about... Don't laugh at me.
I'm sorry. But...
Don't laugh at me. I feel like I'm the only person who cares about how these characters end. No. And listen, I think that all of our characters deserve a Viking funeral, all right? Going out in flame.
They will get one. They will get one. It's halftime. We'll do a Viking funeral.
At halftime?
Chris Martin will come out. He'll perform with his shirt off.
Fingers crossed, Beyonce will show up. Fingers crossed. Listen, Amelia, I've been on this journey with you the whole way. We've gone on this together, and I hear what you're saying.
We've been in filming locations on opposite sides of Europe until last season.
That's true.
I just met you.
That's true, but I've watched the episodes over and over and over again, and I feel like we know each other. We've had parallel lives, right? We've had parallel lives.
Well, I suppose.
Travel for Game of Thrones provided by Expedia.com.
Oh,
sorry, my ringtone.
God.
Sorry, I gotta silence my phone. Hold on.
Looks like there's a rift between you two.
I quit.
Oh, don't quit.
I quit. Good luck finishing.
Don't quit.
Don't
quit. Please don't quit.
I am quitting.
I will commit myself to making sure you don't quit. If it means putting my writing on hold, I will make sure that you don't quit. I'm so close. But I will set that aside, hundreds of pages that I've done, and I will commit whatever you need to get you to stay.
Can I say one thing? No offense, Amelia. I do think we could get Cardi B.
The credits roll on this episode. Da 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 da.
You see Lil Xan in a Hyundai.
Stay tuned to hear how this episode was made.
This next scene is from episode 177 with Heather Woodward and Marcus Fulmar. This is a scene where, based on Heather telling a story where she was expected to be a musician, an actor, a dancer, and basically do all the sorts of stuff in a production.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a scene where I am forced to do all that. Enjoy.
Enjoy. Okay, you know what? I think you're the right guy for the role.
Hey, how about it?
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, you're not going to regret this, sir. I promise.
Hey, I don't think we will. We're very excited to have you star in the new Western. We do things a little bit differently here, though. So you're also going to be writing the script and directing and then editing it.
Okay. All right. Hey, I am a hyphenate guy.
What does that mean?
That means that you got the right guy.
Okay.
Make sure he knows you're only paying him one salary.
Right. Then we're only paying you one salary.
As long as it's as big as a writer, actor, director,
oh,
editor.
Make sure he knows he's only being paid as an actor.
You're only being paid as an actor, and you're in charge of Crafty.
Wait a minute. Okay. I thought I was doing Crafty.
Oh, you're getting the Crafty paycheck, but you don't have to actually provide the Crafty.
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. I love this.
Yeah.
You're not going to regret this, mister. I promise. I promise you. This is going to be the best Western of all time.
Great. We're looking forward to it.
Oh, my God.
Get to the first day on set.
All right. All right, Josh, get in costume. What's your deal? Oh, good. Quit snacking on these snacks. You're not going to eat the whole thing yourself. Crew, can we have crew call? All eyes here. We're having a safety meeting. All right, we are outside in the desert, so make sure you keep yourself hydrated. Okie dokie. Extras. All right.
Cut to the screening of the first cut.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so nervous. Yeah, we had our problems on set, but... We ended up becoming kind of a family by the end. All right. Well, let me just open this theater, take the wood off, the two doors. Oh, boy. Welcome out. Unfurl the carpet. Everyone, make way, make way, make way. Stars coming out. Stars coming out.
You can put this carpet down here. I live here.
Hey. Listen here. Security.
Got it.
You're doing different voices for yourself.
Listen, I'm a hyphenate guy, all right? That's just how it works in this town. You're probably not just a homeless person, right? No. You're probably a homeless person, son, dad.
Oh, I have former all those mechanic. Things. Son, dad, uncle, grandfather, cousin. I'm a hyphenate. But I only get paid for one of them.
Which one?
Homeless.
There's money in homeless? I'm going to really be pondering this, but you know what? Get out of the way of the red carpet. We got some big stars coming here to be interviewed.
We see him, Josh, walk down the red carpet, hopping back and forth to take pictures of himself.
Oh, my God. Does this one for GQ? Oh, better get Getty on the case for this. Hot.
He pulls out a microphone to ask himself some tough questions.
So what was it like on set? Was there any, who was the goofball on set? Well, that's probably going to have to be, the lead actress. We were always trying to get the horses in order, and she once in a while would slap him out of nowhere. That sounds funny.
Tougher it questions.
Okay. This is serious, Hollywood Reporter. Now, we understand there were allegations of sexual misconduct on set. Do you want to address these at all? I sat on my own finger once. Episode 180 coming right at you. These are the Goofballs, the hosts of the Goofballs podcast.
Kenneth Arthur, Allison Phillips, and Johnny Schwartzbein.
This is based on a story I told about football where I saw a Buffalo Bills fan chug a beer down a woman's ass. It's true. Google it, y'all. It's out there. So this is a scene about Buffalo Bills fans that I'm still ashamed of, but it's very funny in my opinion. Enjoy.
Hey, is that Barstool taken next to you at the bar?
Wow, no. Go ahead.
Okay, great. How are those nachos? How are the nachos here?
They're fine, just like bar nachos.
Okay. I'm a little nervous. It's the only spot open here, but man, you're not going to... I saw you wearing a Bills hat. You're not going to try to... Ask me to do
don't please don't do that. Okay. God, every day this Bill's hat makes me a fucking pariah. No, I wouldn't ask you if I could pour a beer down your butt crack and drink it. You'd pour the beer down my butt crack and then you'd drink it. Good God.
I'm going to I'll stand.
No, you can
I'll
sit here.
I'm going to stand by the bathroom.
Oh, what? Who's your team? Huh?
Any team but the Bills.
Wow. Then get out of Buffalo.
Can I get you a drink?
Yeah, I'll take a whiskey.
Whiskey? Any preference?
Just well.
Okay. You, Bills fan, you want? How do you want this? You want the booze poured down my butt?
Oh my god!
I'm not quite that drunk yet. I'll tell you what. Give me a little Maker's ginger beer. Swirl it with your dick, and then just hand it to me.
Ew.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want ass at 11 a.m., okay? I'm not in the mood for the taste
Why
of a man.
Why can't you just have a drink like a normal person?
You want on the rocks?
What do you mean,
me?
Like a normal person? You ever been to Buffalo? We stir the drinks with our dicks.
You want on the rocks or neat?
Huh?
On the rocks or neat?
Good God, you have a lot of questions. I don't. By on the rocks, do you mean should I put your? Do you want me to? I don't want you to put your balls in the drink. I want it neat.
That's all I wanted.
Can I ask a question before I eat any more of these nachos?
Yeah.
What did you guys?
These are mine, by the way. Yeah, <that's
really> what do you guys do to these in the kitchen?
With the nachos?
Yeah.
We rub them tip to taint.
Each chip.
Yeah.
I don't need to know how the sausage is made here, all right?
So this isn't even queso, is it?
No, it's not queso.
Is it
and
just,
it's authentic.
Quit ruining my meal, is all right?
We cut to the kitchen.
I'm warning you now, boss. These nachos are going to taste extra oniony this today.
Just go tip to taint.
All right. I showered last night and not this morning, so.
What are you doing to last night? We're Bill's bar.
Hey, what are you doing? Put on some gloves if you're going to handle those.
Why?
Because the sign on the wall. You know what the health inspector coming in and seeing you with
that? Health inspector.
Oh, boy.
Quick, shove those chicken wings up my ass. I don't want the health inspector to get all weird about it.
Oh, but those are the ones with the bones.
Yeah. The city doesn't care. They need to make sure we're doing it Buffalo style.
Suck them in.
All right. Everything looks pretty clean by the sink area.
Mr. Carmichael, a pleasure to see you as always.
Pleasure to see you as well.
Oh, God. Okay. Did you clean the sink, you stupid son of a bitch?
What is this, what is this oozing in the sink?
It's soap.
That's nothing.
It's nothing. Probably just some cum.
It's better be cum.
It could be.
Yeah, I think I was just,
coming.
I think it's our cum.
Yeah, we all came.
This looks like soap.
No.
I have to write you up.
If it was soap, would I drink it?
Yeah.
What? Let me see you drink all of, lick it out of the sink.
Oh, of course. Go Bills.
Yeah.
Okay.
To an employee meeting. Well, we got a C-minus, you ding-dongs.
Oh,
so now I got to take you through a whole health inspection presentation.
They saw a clean pot.
Look, I know.
It was just one we recently bought. We didn't have time to cum it up.
They saw a clean pot and
I'm sorry. I jacked off too many times that morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Travis. I need you to think about that. If you're working a double, space out your jerking off.
I had to make breakfast for my family.
Look, we've all got lives, okay?
To this guy's house. Where's breakfast today?
I have to get to work today, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, stop jacking off. I'm hungry.
Dad, come on. Put the pancakes under your balls.
Yeah, take that.
I can't. I got to save my taint juice.
I'm not going to make it.
Quit your job. Sorry.
I'm not going to make it to lunch unless I have something. Can you just shit? Can I eat your shit at least?
Same. Oh, God, don't make me bring Lunchables to school again. No one wants to trade.
We can't do that kid at school with Lunchables.
Oh, man.
No, I swear, it's not meat. It's shit.
Well, this is my peanut butter and pube sandwich.
That's dog hair, and we all know it.
It is not dog hair.
It's dog hair.
It's pubes.
That's dog hair. That's
not dog hair.
That's from your curly poodle. Quit trying to pass off your... I'm not eating dog hair again.
Attention.
Well, pubes are nothing.
Attention, students. Today's special in the cafeteria is cum. Side options of shit and piss. And there's also some taint flavored pubic hair. Go Bills!
Go Bills!
Get to the kid in the lunch line. Excuse me, are there any peanuts in those pubes?
You're one of those kids. You know, we have to make such concessions for you. Peanut allergy. Wait, did you say peanut or penis?
Peanut.
peanut allergy. I'm not allergic to peanuts.
Why would there be peanuts in food? Get out of here.
Here's episode 170 with Obama's other daughters. What an episode this was. I enjoyed this one quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Check them out if you're in Los Angeles. They play every month at the Inner Sanctum still, I think.
Yeah.
This scene, someone told a story about getting, was it? It was like what the kind of Cinnabon you get can tell you about the day you had or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
So here's a... Here.
Yeah, guess what kind of day Josh made me have in the scene?
Yeah.
The fattest Cinnabon day.
Back to our roots, picking on Jake. Gotta love it. Next in the Cinnabon line.
Yeah.
So, good day, bad day, what's going on?
Huh?
Good day, bad day. I'm going to base how I dress your role based on... Come on, what is it? Do you having a best day of your life, or are you heading to Pittsburgh for a funeral?
What?
Answer the question, dude. Some of us have a what? Bad day.
I was just getting a snack. I was just getting a snack before a plane. I'm just going to see my nephew.
You're going to lie to my fucking face like that.
I'm not lying to your face.
I've been working at this airport Cinnabon for 4 years, okay? If you want me to help you, you got to be honest with me, all right?
Everybody in this line has either had a good day or a bad day.
You're about to take down 1,700 calories. Yes. Yeah. Yes, no one casually walks up to a Cinnabon.
Mommy, we had a good day until this guy had to ruin it.
I know, now we'll get 4 more Cinnabons, baby.
Thanks, Mommy.
What?
That's an overcompensation. They're trying to continue to have a good day, so they're going to...
I just want a cinnamon roll. I guess a good day, good day.
All right. Okay, so you want 1 Cinnabon?
Yeah, please.
Extra frosting or not necessary?
Yes. Yeah, I'd love some extra frosting.
All right, I'm going to call horseshit on just a regular day.
What? What do you mean horse shit?
There's no way you're getting extra frosting on any kind of good day. The extra frosting is a telltale sign that something's gone to hell.
Yo, man, just admit you had a bad day. So your mom got to Cinnabon.
Where are you flying to?
I'm flying to Delaware. That's where my...
To Delaware? Yeah, right. Yep, we'll get you a couple more. Yeah.
I'm not having a bad day. I'm fine.
You're from Delaware.
I'm from Delaware, and I'm going to go visit my nephew.
In the hospital?
What? No, I'm flying out to see his middle school musical. It's a rendition of Oklahoma.
That makes sense.
What? That's not a bad day.
That's a lot of money to spend to go see.
My day is fine. I bought a John Grisham novel in the bookstore.
Jesus. You're going to try to clear us out of these frostings?
It's not a bad day. Okay? It's not. I plan on
which Grisham?
Huh?
Which
John Grisham?
Grisham?
The Rainmaker.
No, idiot. Which book?
The Rainmaker.
I don't know that one.
It seems like it'll be interesting. I'm going to read it a little bit and then probably work on my screenplay on the plane.
Oh God.
Mommy, this guy had a really bad day.
I'm not having
a bad day. Let's just go to
this
the Chick-fil-A.
This is my life.
Okay.
This is my life.
I'm packed 5 frostings in here.
What?
We can't in good conscience take your money for this.
Are you kidding me?
What?
This is crazy.
It's basically blood money.
This is nuts. You're just going to
give me all
this food?
You're a Wetzel's Pretzels away from death.
I'm having a fine time, okay? I'm just going to go on a 2-day vacation. I got somebody to watch my guinea pigs at home.
Oh,
Mommy, we got rid of the
guinea pigs. Quit talking in front of these kids.
It's okay, honey. It's okay.
I'm having a fine day.
Good Lord.
Has anybody seen my visor? The one with, like, without a top to it? Like,
we know what a visor is! Get out of here. Come on. Scram. You're bumming everybody out.
Jesus.
Next.
God, some people should just blow their heads off.
Yeah, believe me.
I'm grabbing napkins.
Mommy, he heard you. He still hasn't blown his head off.
Yeah. A lot of times people who are that depressed come to the airport because there's no guns inside.
Still grabbing napkins.
Jesus.
I'm fine. I just got a little of this frosting on my pants.
He pulls the napkin dispenser. It's chained to a wall. Just here. I'll undo it.
Oh, no.
This happens once every 3 months or so. All right. You're having a good day.
I am having a fantastic day.
Great. Well, that's great. We'll get you four mini buns.
Four mini buns.
You're going to get space
light
them out.
Light on the frosting.
Light on the frosting.
Yeah, super light. I've had an amazing day. My mama is the best.
Oh, thank you. Actually, can you take one of those away?
I don't even need frosting.
Well, this is a bonus for...
You don't want what? The frosting?
Well, you said we were having a good day, so I didn't need frosting. Okay.
But a good day, you need a little bit of frosting.
Something.
Baby, what's going on? What happened in school?
Mommy, I didn't want to say anything.
You can tell me. Hold on my order. Hold on my order.
I already ate half the extra.
What?
We didn't even pay. Wait, what kind of day are you having?
Well, I was having a fine one until I watched a family crumble before my eyes.
I was having a good day too, and then that guy was upset, and then at school, somebody called me a turd.
No.
Yeah. He said I look like a little poop turd.
Date, baby, that's a hate crime.
Someone called you a poop turd?
Episode 161 with Dan Black and Colin McGurk. I don't remember the setup for this one, but I know that it was something about George Lucas and his pleasing his son.
Yeah.
So enjoy.
Colin, just listen, I'm your father. Okay. Just, it's okay. I know you're 28 years old. You wanted more for yourself, but just move home.
What's okay? that?
Wait, listen, we live, the family home is 1 hour outside of Manhattan. Yeah. You can take the New Jersey Transit every day into New York City, and you can live your comedy dreams. Right now, you're living...
You're living
4 hours into Long Island right now.
That's right.
You live on the tip of Montauk.
But you don't get it, Dad. You know, you gotta
in a basement.
You gotta struggle for your art. Okay. If I stay home with you and mom, and you're just gonna pamper me, and I'm never gonna get good at anything. Okay?
Well, this is what I try to tell you. I'm a famous film director.
No, yeah,
I do understand struggling for your art. You know, my first film. You know that Star Wars, A New Hope.
Yeah.
Yes. Listen, Colin Lucas. When I made that movie, people thought I was batshit. They thought I was bonkers. I sat down. I was at film school, paying for it myself.
See, you struggled, Dad. Yeah. You're proving my point. I need more. I can't be the son of George Lucas and just have everything handed to me. I gotta live out and.
I'm not handing you anything. I'm giving you your childhood bedroom, which I think all children. Listen, that's me. I believe all children.
You do have a sense of whimsy.
I do. I have a bit of a sense of whimsy. Just come back to the Skywalker Ranch, Hoboken. And you can stay.
But you promise me that you won't pamper me? I'll come back to that, but you gotta at least give me something here. You gotta make it at least hard for me so I can struggle for my art the way you did.
Absolutely. It's gonna
grilled
be
cheese.
Rough. It's gonna be
God damn it.
Listen,
grilled cheese 3PO.
Okay, that's
you have an actual C-3PO,
yes,
an actual
I have an AI 3PO.
He's gonna give me grilled cheese whenever I was just thinking, I'd like a grilled cheese.
Okay, well I put the sensors in they can sense what you're exactly craving for and somehow make it nutritionally sound. So the carbs are completely, even though it's still bread, there's no carbohydrates in that cheese.
Okay.
And the dairy is removed because I know you're sensitive to that.
Yes, I'm lactose.
Blowjob, Colin?
No, okay.
Did I sense you were craving a blowjob?
Yeah, I'm always craving a blowjob. What robot is this?
That's not a robot. Jabba. It's Jabba.
Why is Jabba the one that gives the blowjobs, Dad? Oh, never mind. Never mind. I get it now.
Do I need to explain that? Jabba has a slobbery mouth. Let me tell you something, people don't know. Jabba off of your mother. Jabba is based off of your mother.
Hey, look, I know that's your wife, but it is my mother, okay? So let's not talk about my...
Okay, you told me not to coddle you, okay? okay? I fuck your mother all the time. Okay, you know what? All right, call her Jabba.
Oh, you son of a bitch, Dad. This isn't what I want. I'm moving out.
Don't punch me, because my Mandalorian armor will break your fist.
I can't believe you wear that all the time, Dad.
Well, believe it.
All right.
I do. What, you want me to take it off? Will that make you feel? Will that make you feel like a struggling artist? What can I do?
Yes, I don't want to live in a house that is just the entire set of the Millennium Falcon, where my dad's dress is Boba Fett and with a blow job giving job of the Hutt that
I'm dressed like Django. Notice the blue hue.
Okay, the blue
Django.
Yes, his
okay, because the prequels were good.
They weren't.
The prequels
were good. They were garbage.
They were
fodder for children.
They were great.
They were that you lost your edge. Okay. That's because you got too comfortable, and I don't want that for myself. Give me my grilled cheese.
Carry me on your back, you will. Struggling artist, you become.
Oh, yeah, that's this what I need. I need Yoda.
That's my trainer, Yoda. I have a. It's a personal Jedi trainer.
Is this an actual? Did you create this, or are you just calling a small man Yoda?
That's a small man. I'm calling a small man Yoda. Hey, but, all right, fine. Yoda, go back into the in the floor where you live. Go back into the floor. The
back
Dagobah,
into the floor
or the,
I go. No light for days I see.
The Dagobah hatch.
You can't keep a man in the Dagobah hatch. You can't keep a man under the floorboards.
All right, so listen, son, you mean everything to me, okay? I will get rid of the Dagobah hatch. I will get rid of Yoda. I'll get rid of Blowjob Jabba, and I'll get rid of 3PO, the servant. It's fine, whatever you want.
Yes, that's what
just
I want.
Just don't live in a basement in a Montauk.
Master George.
No, listen, don't do the calculations. I know that you...
Master George, I save you 3 days a week in just busy work time.
Well, to connect with my son, it's worth getting rid of all of these great luxuries that I
get rid of all
thought up.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay, so what are you working on right now? What? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What is this?
It's Darth Vader. He's asking, he wants to know what our dinner order is.
I don't, oh, God.
86 calamari.
Oh, well, that's, now I got to start from the beginning.
It's been a problem. Ever since that thing that happened in Rio with that restaurant, we haven't had calamari. They shipped all the calamari to Rio.
Well, that's fine. I don't want calamari.
Tell me about your latest project.
Okay, well,
okay, maybe I won't fund it, but let me hear about it.
Well, I want to. It's a sketch based off of these two cops. It's an interrogation scene sketch.
Oh yeah, who shoots first?
No, son of a bitch, man!
I'm sorry.
Nobody shoots first. It's not you.
Sorry. Okay, no. I'm sorry. That made it about me and my mess ups.
The waiter's still here. We got to put it in order or we won't go.
Darth.
What if one of the cops was a good cop and one of the cops was a bad cop?
Oh, my God. So, listen, Darth is about stock premises. Darth is not very creative.
That's fine, but
it's
I don't want
a proven formula.
I don't want pitches from your waiter, from your staff.
The good cop could do a blowjob. And the bad cop could do a bad blowjob.
That's Jabba.
That's Jabba. Jabba. All right, Darth, Jabba.
You ruined
Jabba. You go back to the cantina. Okay.
Also, right. You ruined the blowjob Jabba for me because you called her my mom. So now I can't even enjoy getting a blowjob.
It's like your mom. It's a heightened version of your mom. You know comedy, right? Everything's
I know
a heightened
version,
right?
Of it is.
Your
yes.
Mom gave a slobbery blowjob.
Okay.
That was her style.
I've gotten blowjobs from that Jabba before, Dad.
Okay. Well, you've gotten a blowjob that was a heightened version of getting blown by your mother. There's nothing I can do about that. There's nothing I can do. Can we?
You could have told me that when I was 15. You could have told me that when I was 15. You did. You just spring it on me after years of getting blowjobs from the blowjob.
To be honest, I was a bit absentee, and I'll admit that about myself. I didn't realize you were even using the Jabba.
You know what? That's what I need, Dad. I need you to be absentee again.
Right,
that's what gave me my sense of humor. That's what made me an artist to begin with. Was that you weren't around so much? Now you're just down my throat nonstop.
I'll go away. Just go stand over there by the sunrise and look right into the sun. Hold this helmet.
Fine, I'll take it, but I don't.
Yes.
God damn it. Is there two suns coming up right now?
Yes. All right. Tell me about this cop sketch. Tell me about this cop.
We cut to the technical Emmy Awards.
And the award for best comedy sketch, web or new platform, goes to Good Blowjob, Bad Blowjob.
By Darth Vader. He stole your premise.
It wasn't even mine. It wasn't even mine. It was he teamed up with my Jabba Mom blowjob puppet.
Oh my God.
Son of a bitch. You know what? This town, man. This Hoboken. Yeah.
Here's an episode from episode 147 with Haley Huntley and Talia Dabin. This is based on, I forget whose story. Talia's
story.
She had a story. Oh, yeah, where she was being...
got rerouted and delayed due to a panicked passenger.
Yeah. So it's an airplane story. We get a lot of those on here. Mm-hmm. But please enjoy this scene about passengers hitting the call button.
Shoot. That woman, something's about to go down and my on-screen movie isn't playing.
What?
Hey, don't hit the... What? I want to get the movie playing before they address this situation.
Yes, you rang the...
Yeah,
you rang your bell.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to watch...
Please put your seatbelt on. It's okay. Terrible turbulence.
Look,
right now.
Sorry. I'm very sorry. It just seems like the woman in front of me, the passenger, she might be needing assistance.
Yes.
Before you go, I rented a zoo. We bought
Zootopia?
Yeah, Zootopia. And
were you going to say we bought a zoo?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Sir, I'm helping this woman.
It's not playing. It's not playing. Just
don't you think that this woman is having a harder time?
She probably is, but nobody's okay. Going to come back here later, and then
listen,
I'm going to be stuck without.
As soon as I'm done with this, $5.99. I will reset your
TV. I can't breathe.
Okay, I need to go.
No, not before. Okay,
ma'am, breathe into the bag.
Into the bag. Oh God. I can't breathe.
What? Sir, I know what you're doing. This is a terrible movie, by the way. Just so you know, We Bought a Zoo is not a good movie.
Okay, I think it's pretty good. I've seen it a couple of times.
A couple of times?
Can you just reset it? Please
pretend to be having an emergency, because a real life emergency is happening right now.
Once I'm settled, okay?
Okay, I'm going to reset your television.
Thank you.
Bing. Yoo-hoo. Back here.
Yes.
Row 27.
Yes.
Hi. I was wondering, you served me a ginger ale a little earlier. I noticed there's someone who's saying they can't breathe in the front. I was wondering if I'd get the rest of the can.
Sir?
If I could get the whole can of ginger ale, just...
Sir?
I think I'm being actually pretty considerate, considering I'm saving you a trip.
Saving me a trip? This woman is turning blue, okay? And you bring me
and
back
I'm
here.
Turning blue, too, because I'm parched.
Okay, you know what?
I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, okay. Everybody just needs to... What, sir?
I'm having a heart attack. It's got the Spanish subtitles on the bottom.
Ding. Yes. Yes.
Hi, row 35.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, my God. I should have worn my sneakers today.
No, you look so good in heels.
No, this was a mistake.
No, you look so good in heels.
Listen, I have a woman in the front who can't breathe. What can I do for you?
Yes. I have to say I noticed that was happening up front.
Okay, great. Then you'll let me go.
Well, and I just need something really fast. Like, what's going on, do you think?
Are you having an emergency? Yeah. Are you having any kind of, what do you need of me?
I guess I'm like having an emergency of like, what's happening with her?
Okay.
Do you think? No,
listen, we don't need any looky-loos right now.
No.
We need you to just sit in your seat. Okay. It's being taken care of. We have medical professionals who are assisting us.
Who?
Which like, you want person? Me to say their name?
Well, and what row are they? Or like, is she on the plane? What's she like?
No. Oh, you know what? Yes. What? Yes.
37?
Oh, my God. My poor
I heard
feet.
You talking. My name's Lou. And if you needed a looky-loo.
No, I was not calling your name, sir.
You weren't calling looky-loo?
No, I wasn't.
Sometimes people will ask. They'll say, is there a looky-loo in the house?
No, we don't need a looky-loo.
I'm going into labor.
sir.
Could you put the Spanish subtitles back on? It was actually, I found I was learning.
I told you it was a bad movie. Okay. And guess what? It's not going to get any better in Spanish subtitles.
Movie. It's a good movie.
Okay. I just, you know, oh my God.
50. Did you say you need sneakers? You can have my sneakers.
No, ma'am. I don't. What size are you?
4.5.
That is rude. It's rude to make me come all the way back here in these tall pumps when all you have are 4.5. That's too small.
Well, I didn't know. Maybe you had 4.5.
Yes.
Row 3. Could you relate a message to the woman in 52 who had size 4 sneakers? I also am size 4. It's impossible to find shoes. Can you ask her where she does her shopping?
Sir, yes, I will.
I wear size 4 women's shoes. This is kind of unique.
Wait, you wear size 4 women. Also, don't we all just understand that size 4 in women's is just a child's shoe?
That is offensive.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh my God. What? Oh, yes.
I'm technically a child, but I wear a 10.
Okay, listen, shut up, you.
That's a good point.
Okay.
I'm being cloned. I'm being cloned. Come here.
Passengers, this is your flight attendant, Mara Keats speaking, and I need to relay a message to everyone. No more ringing your bell unless it is an absolute and definite, no questions about it, emergency. This is Southwest, y'all, and we like to have a good time. But when somebody's choking, we got to lock it down.
We cut to a dark room in the Southwest HQ in Dallas, Texas. Mara Keats, I have to ask you. A report has been filed about that flight.
Okay.
Because a man was cloned. A man got cloned.
Well, you can understand why I didn't give it the attention that it obviously needed.
I actually can't. I'd like you to describe to me why, when a man was screaming and ringing his bell, because he was being cloned.
I had a lot of people playing jokes on me. I had a lot of people just running me around for no real reason. Okay, I mean, I never give the can with a soda. So why would somebody say, I need a can with my glass of soda? Nobody else gets that. It's an unfair thing to assume or to even ask.
But the can is a tool in the tool belt that you have.
Yeah.
To appease a customer.
Yeah,
if they ask for the can, you can give the can.
I guess I can. I guess it just...
What shoes were you wearing?
We see on the other side of this table, there's another executive choking on a piece of chicken.
I was wearing heels.
Heels.
Yeah. Well, I was wearing pumps.
Well, we like that.
Oh my God. What is going on in here? I can't get We Bought a Zoo playing out on the lobby for the life of me. Somebody help me.
Mara Keats.
I quit.
Here's a scene from episode 157 with Mike McClendon and Greg Gallant. Mike told a story about being stuck in a slide. This scene, you'll never believe it, is called
Stuck in a Slide.
So check it out.
Okay, Mike, we're back. We found some people to help. Well, people's a strong word. We found a dog.
What?
To help get you out of the slide.
A dog?
Yeah.
And I know what you're thinking. Great. Like a young, agile, fit dog will surely be able to get me out of here. Well, bad news.
Yeah.
This dog's pretty old.
It's an old dog.
Guys, I've been here for 3 hours. You said you could canvass the neighborhood.
I mean, I think a lot of people are still at work, but this dog was pretty easy to lift up out of the yard it was in.
You stole a dog?
Yeah. Oh, he's real sick. I honestly would be surprised if the people we stole him from want him back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But we're going to just slide him down.
No. Oh, God.
Is it helping?
No, it's fucking licking me.
And I'll see you on the other side.
What?
Did that work?
No. Guys, you're both my age and very strong. Please just reach down and help me.
5 minutes later, all right, Mike, we're back. We're back.
What?
Yeah. So we saw these two
the
strong.
The dog died.
Oh, no. Hey.
Fucking reeks.
I'm not shocked, reeks but I am here. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Fucking reeks.
Right. Oh, no.
But good news.
Okay,
we saw
what'd you
these
get?
Two, like, muscular dudes moving, like, moving great. Furniture down the street.
Great. Yeah.
So we were able to steal a dresser, so we're going to huck it down there.
A what?
Yeah, we got a dresser.
We got a dresser.
Yo. Put the dead dog in it.
That dog just gets closer.
Oh, jeez, guys.
And I'll see you on the other side.
Stop saying that, Greg. Jesus, it's raining.
Well, that ought to lube you up.
Yeah.
Is the water not lubing you up?
No, the water's not lubing
me up. All right, we'll be right back with some lube.
5 minutes later. So we did find a sex store.
Yeah, that's why.
But the lube was pretty pricey.
Yeah. We just got something from the bargain bin. I think it's it seems like an open box dildo.
Yeah.
What? Push it down. No, open box dildo.
You know, an open box dildo.
They can't sell it for the same price.
Yeah, I get it because it's been used, you jerks. Because it's been used. By the way, that dresser those guys were moving was filled with bed bugs.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, surely
are they helping? Are they eating
no,
out?
No, they don't eat wood. I didn't say termites, you jerk. I said bed bugs. Listen, you fucking turds.
The dildo hits Mike.
And I'll see you on the other side.
You also say what? You also say what?
5 minutes later. Okay, we're really sorry about that. We got a Terminex guy to kill the bed bugs. He's going to spray some stuff.
No. I just chewed through a fucking 10-foot dildo. I chewed through it because it was lodged in my mouth. Yeah, it was 10 feet long. Yeah.
Right, Terminex jerks. Guy's going to
No.
Just have him
make a chain of...
And I'll see you on the other side.
Stop saying it.
5 minutes later. All right, Mike, we found an able-bodied person in their 20s.
Just send a phone down so I can call my mom.
It's your ex-girlfriend.
No. Hey,
Tracy, you want to think of anything you could do for Mike?
No.
Well, I'd like to tell him a thing or two.
No. Tracy.
She slides down.
No, Tracy.
Oh, a chewed through dildo, I see. You can trust this isn't the dead dog's handiwork.
Tracy.
Well.
And I'll see you on the other side.
What are you doing at a park? I always used to want to go walking around, and you never wanted to go outside with me.
Oh, well, I see you brought my acting resume. Great.
Yeah.
Thanks for holding it. Yeah. I haven't worked since 2006, Tracy. That's right.
Yes. What was this last thing? A web series? Co-star? Whatever. I just want to know what happened.
Tracy, I think actually they've shoved enough stuff down here that I can see the bottom of the slide.
Oh, that isn't that just typical?
Hey, Mike,
find
guys.
Some alone time. I ask you a question. You want out?
Yeah, I want out, Tracy. Guys.
Hey, Mike.
Guys, I think I can see you on the other side.
If you get down to the other side of the slide, will you grab that other dresser?
What?
We got another dresser. We jammed it in the bottom for safekeeping.
Oh, Jesus. It's filled with dildos.
Yeah, we made a bargain bin run.
Here's a bigger sick dog. Maybe it will eat the other dog.
No, it's eating me.
All right, Mike, so you all set, man? Or
Yeah, you know what, Greg? I'll see you on the other side.
Okay. Well,
this is almost enough for like an apartment to start a little.
Oh, don't bring up an apartment, Tracy. We're not moving in together.
Why not?
Because
we have two dogs, two dressers.
Tracy, is your boyfriend going to be here during book club or?
Stop sliding people down here.
Well, where am I supposed to have book club?
Stop. Haven't you noticed no one's left book club? We just keep adding members.
I love your dog.
Yeah.
Jesus.
This one's dead. But this one, I think, has a little life in it.
All right. I'm going to work at the bed bug factory.
All right. Episode 149. Another from the Meet Cute, Edgar Montplaisir and Anna Salinas. This was based on going up to sort of a themed trip to Joshua Tree. And
themed trailers, right?
Themed trailers up at Joshua Tree.
For a romantic getaway.
And a Berenstein or Berenstein bear themed room. Oh, hey, okay. Welcome to Hicksville. Let's see. Oh, there's been a little issue. I see here that you wanted the 420 room.
yeah.
Unfortunately, we had a booking mishap. Somebody's in the 420 room. I can offer you the Berenstein Bears room.
Oh.
Because they're like, the 420 room has like a volcano in it, and right, like a bunch of different bongs and
that's
stuff.
That's right. That's correct.
Can we get a couple of those over?
We can't swap out the novelties from room to room.
What?
But the Berenstein Bear.
You can't carry a thing from one room to the next?
No, because often people would take the volcano or take the bong. So they're all put on the cords to keep them there. But the Berenstein Bears room has a lot of Berenstein Bear books.
Are there a lot of people that come here for the Berenstein Bear room?
Not a lot of people, but some families do it. We've got a lot of Scholastic Reader clubs. We'll give if you buy enough books at your school, they'll give you a weekend away at the Berenstein Bear room. You guys are familiar with the Scholastic Reading Fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what? It's fine. Just show us the room.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Walt, and I'm here to give you guys a tour of your room.
Okay. Hey, I barely saw you there. I thought you were a statue.
I can stand very still.
God. That was frightening. Okay.
So before you guys come in, you guys got to pick which bear are you going to be? Are you going to be Papa Bear, Mama Bear, Son Bear, or Daughter Bear?
I'm sorry. I have to ask. I noticed you're wearing a bear suit.
That is correct.
Do you only show people this room?
Oh, yeah. Every room has its own guide. The guide for the room 420 is Jeff Bridges. In the dude
character.
What? The dude?
I told you I wanted to stay in the 420 room.
Hey, don't. The rug pulls the room together.
How do they I heard that. That is so cool.
I ordered on. You heard the guy when he got here. He said, I know you ordered the 420 room, but you got the beer. I did it right. Don't blame this on me. Now, what's your name, sir?
It's Jeff.
You said Walt Jeff? Before.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was reading the wrong script. Guess I can throw away this weed I was about to give you guys.
What? No! Oh, come on! So, okay, you know what? What freebie do we get here?
Well, you get a free bear costume to wear the whole time you stay here.
Not like a book?
Excuse? The books are on a rope in the room to make sure no one takes them.
I don't think anyone's going to take those books.
It's really excessive.
A lot of people try to take them. There's a weird internet theory going around that it's bear as in B-E-A-R instead of B-E-R-E.
Yeah, I know this.
The Mandela effect.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah,
of course. Can you guys pick? Are you who's going to be Papa Bear? Who's going to be Mama Bear? Who's going to be Son Bear? Who's going to be Daughter Bear?
That can't be a stipulation.
It is. It's a part of the room.
First of all, there are clearly only two of us.
So you could be whichever you want. Maybe son and daughter going to spend some time together.
That would be
our brother, sister.
We're
bear.
In a relationship.
I don't judge. Whatever you guys do is whatever you guys do.
I'm Papa Bear. I don't know. Let's just get it together.
Okay, fine. I'm Sun Bear.
What? Hey. Sweetheart.
I thought this was a no judgment space.
Again, no judgment here.
I have to stay in these roles all weekend. What? I can't be fucking my own son.
Then maybe that means we won't have sex. Are you...
Oh, well, guess I can throw away these condoms I was about to give you guys.
What?
Oh, read from the wrong script again.
What book is that from? Berenstein Bears Learn Condoms.
I'm Mark Wahlberg, and this is the Boogie Nights room.
That's the one. That's the script I was reading. So sorry.
I love Boogie Nights.
Anyway, back to the Berenstein Bear room.
Do you guys-
what moral are you guys interested in working on while you're here?
Does that affect anything?
Well, yeah, if you want to work on friendship, you'll be put to test that. Really, test your guys' friendship. If you want to learn about good work ethic, that'll also be on there. But you guys just got to pick a moral.
What do we have to do if we pick a moral? Like, say we pick good work ethic.
Well, there'll be some tests all along the way.
Tests?
Well, Papa Bear's going to ask Sun Bear if he can help him with a bench. And he's going to see if he's going to be real honest and actually help him and not go skating with his boys.
Okay.
Who are the boys?
We can't care alone.
They're going to provide boys?
He just wants to make sure that you're going to be honest and help out Papa Bear.
They're trying to rekindle something here, okay? We've had sort of like a...
We're on the rocks.
We're a little bit on the rocks, okay? The last thing I need to do is make a bench with my love.
We were hoping to relax.
Okay, well, let me look up the compassion moral. Okay, found it. So that will be the moral you guys will be working on?
I mean, I'm hesitant to
commit
to anything.
Looks like you guys are going to be working on a bench together and making sure that you
respect.
Just
want us to make a bench.
Well, if you look at all the furniture here in the lobby, that's all been created by people in the Bernstein room.
Oh, okay.
God.
Hey, I like wooden furniture. Cute.
Cut to the next day. Now, son, I told you.
I told you. They're
make
not
sure that the
us.
Phillips heads the screws go in all the way. You want a nice, even screw here. All right. Now,
I'm not going to call you dad.
Okay. Well, you're not eating supper tonight.
We had a pregnancy scare 2 weeks ago.
Who did?
You and me.
No, it can't be. Have some compassion. Build a fucking bench.
Knock, 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 knock.
Oh, hello?
Yes. Hi, Papa Bear. Can Sun Bear come out to play with the boys?
What boys?
Some of those boys are going to go kick the can down at the field.
One second. Okay, that's Donnie Wahlberg. You got to go.
What?
You got to go.
How does this place get so many
The boys are him and the new kids. You don't want to meet the new kids?
I guess I do, but I don't want to leave you alone. Are you just going to stay here?
Papa Bear will keep himself busy. Something.
Doing what?
Read some of the books, maybe head over to the Little Lebowski trailer.
Okay, yeah, I guess I could go hang out with...
Uh-oh, looks like someone failed the compassion moral.
Huh?
You would leave your poor daddy all alone up
here? Were you hiding in the bathroom?
Looks like you guys are going to have to start all over.
How long were you in
that
bathroom?
Hey, don't take that bench apart.
Woo! All right.
Hot dog, I'm sweating.
Did you stick through both best of episodes?
Listening to stuff that you may have heard before?
Yeah, have you done that?
Are you a new listener? Maybe a producer of some kind? Someone who buys scripts and podcasts?
Yeah, are you looking for some podcast scripts?
well, none of that was scripted, so you wasted
so
your time.
Well, good job, loser. Just kidding. Please hire us. Thank you so much for listening. This has been a really great year of the meet. I think it's been fun to connect with guests, like we said, and connect with new listeners and hear some truly great stories this year and really just laugh. It's maybe the favorite part of my week, getting to do this show, sitting around the dining room table while Lemon chews on photos of my headshot. Photos of my headshot.
Just headshots.
Just headshots.
Lemon's his cat, by the way. In
that's
case
right.
You think we're hallucinating or whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for checking this out.
Stay
I mentioned this
for-
at the end of the last best of, but we're playing with the format, and that should be apparent next week.
Yeah. So keep your eyes open.
And your ears, more importantly, because it's an audio format.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, either way, thanks for listening. Tell a friend if you like the show.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Please.
Maybe share this episode with them so they have an idea. And we'll see you next time on The Meat.
The Meat.
Improv.
Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.